Hi there, my name is Jason Zander. I'm the Corporate Vice President for the Visual Studio team, or the engineering team. We've been doing a heck of a lot of work around the new version of Visual Studio, Visual Studio 2012. One of the things I wanted to show you today was do a couple of quick demos on some of the new support we're doing for Windows 8 Metro-style application development, and in particular, for the ARM device. I've got a regular laptop running right here with Visual Studio 2012, and I've also got an ARM device running right here next to me, and we're going to be connecting between the two and showing you the workflow and the tools that you're going to be using. So I'm going to start off with my development machine. I have Visual Studio 2012 here. If I do a file, new project, one of the first things you can see is that we have the Windows 8 Metro style templates that are available. We have a number of templates. A lot of these were already shipping as part of the preview tools. In this version, we have also added the Windows runtime components, but we have support in here for Metro style applications in C#, Visual Basic, and C++, each of those using the XAML markup language. We also have support for JavaScript and HTML. So everything will work pretty much the same way as what I'm showing you in here. Slight differences inside of the runtimes. Our blog entry in details explains a lot of differences around how the compiler works and those sorts of things if you're really interested in some of the low-level details. In this case, I have an application already up and running. This application is written in C# and XAML, and I've got an application that's going to be picking up an RSS feed from a blog site. I'm going to be able to format it into a nice kind of new Metro-style user interface. Let's go ahead and just show this real quickly. You can see I'm on my local machine. I'll go ahead and hit F5 and launch the application. Now, this app will come up, and I'm running on a laptop that is, this one's not a touch machine, but of course we work with keyboard and we work with mouse, so not a big deal. I can scroll back and forth. If I pick a particular tile on there, I can actually find the feed for this particular blog, look through all the entries that are there. I'll go ahead and click the third one on the list. If I hit my app bar, I can view web page, and now I'm inside of the browser. So very straightforward. You've seen this kind of template and this kind of sample many times, and so that's the app we're going to be using today. I'll do a stop debugging, pull the application over here. Now, I'm doing a bunch of development work. Now, one of the obvious things that I want to do right off the bat is be able to do debugging inside of the system. So if I pull up Solution Explorer, I can find, for example, some of my core code that I'm going to run. I'll go ahead and set a breakpoint with this. Now, this is going to work just fine, and you're used to this on your regular, you know, kind of desktop or laptop development machine, but I actually want to be able to hit this from my ARM device. Now, in order to be able to do that, let me look at my ARM device very quickly. I'll go ahead and click Start, and you see it's just a normal Windows 8. I also have this remote debugger component. So I'm going to have to install the Visual Studio 2012 tools for ARM debugging, ARM development, and we have those up on our site. You can go ahead and download them onto your ARM device. If I launch remote debugger here, you can see that the monitor shows up for the debugger, and that's going to allow my two machines to start talking to each other. So I'm good to go on this side. I'm going to come back to Visual Studio, and in this case, I'm going to switch my machine over to the remote machine setting, and in that case, it's going to pull up and do discovery. Now, my two machines happen to be on the same subnet, which is great because I can just wirelessly connect these two things together. They're sitting right here on my desk. Jason Z ARM is the machine. When I click connect on here, I can select that device, and I'm now set up and ready to go. So any actions that I do in the debugger will now be associated and debugging on my remote ARM device. So I'm going to go ahead and hit F5. I've got my breakpoint in place. The application is going to, you know, be pushed over here onto the device. It's going to start to launch. My start screen comes up, and as it's executing, boom, I hit my breakpoint. Now, the first thing I want you to notice is that this is just Visual Studio. So it's going to look exactly like what it looked like if I were debugging on an x86 or an x64 machine. Doesn't really matter. So I can step through the contents. I can actually go back and take a look at my variables. You can see I can get the locals and all that sort of stuff. Now, I am connected to my ARM device. To show that, let's go over to the registers window. And you can see I'm actually seeing the register settings for the ARM chip that I'm debugging against. I can actually go up into my source code. If I right-click, I can go to the disassembly view, and you're going to see the assembly instructions that are used for the chip. So if I ever need to, I can get into a very low level of debugging and find out precisely what's going on. Now, the good news is, in this case, I'm using the CLR. I could have been using JavaScript or C++. It doesn't matter. But the interface and how I deal with the product is going to feel exactly the same between those. So if I hit F5, let that machine run. And as you can see over here on the ARM device, I now have the same application running. This is a touch device, so I'm going to go ahead and just hit that, hit the same feed from before, pull up my app bar, launch that, and I'm back in the browser so I can look at the content directly, pull that back and go. And the entire time, I'm still actually running the debugger, so I'm attached, and if I ever hit any exceptions in my code or things like that, I'm good to go. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a stop debugging at this point, and we are set. So that's the first section. Let's look at the next thing that we want to do. Obviously, once I start getting enough logic in here and as I get going, I want to be using unit testing so I can really make sure my core logic is functioning properly. And as my app starts to scale and get larger and larger, I can ensure that I have quality in there from the get-go. Now, we've done a bunch of work in Visual Studio 2012 around unit testing. And so, for example, if I go up here, I have already some test cases in here. If I double-click this, you can see I have a couple of test cases just to show what we're actually doing. Let me go ahead and pull up the Test Explorer window and put that up here on screen. Now, with this particular window, of course, will allow me to discover everything. If I go ahead and do a build, then the Test Explorer will go through my project and go find all the test cases that I have for unit testing. You can see I have the two. In this case, I'm gonna go ahead and switch back to local machine so you can see it run real quick. We'll just do a run all against this. And this is just, it's gonna bind back into my assemblies that are part of my application. It's gonna run that test. You can see it ran very quickly. Both of those tests passed. Okay, I feel pretty good about that, and I'm all set and ready to go. Now, I want to probably do a lot of my development in this mode where I'm using my desktop machine, I'm doing development, doing iterations. I get to the point where I'm actually quite happy with it. And then I'm gonna also be able to then go over to my ARM device and do some of my testing there as well, the debuggers we just showed. At some point, I'm gonna wanna take my unit tests and run those as well, just to make sure everything's going, you know, probably before I get down into doing a final check-in, you know, that sort of thing. So at this point, we do need to do a couple of extra steps since we're running on two machines. And this is a lot of the stuff that Visual Studio does automatically for you on your main dev machine, my laptop over here. If I right-click on the test project that I have, and I go in and click on the store menu, I'm gonna have to create an app package. That allows me to get my unit tests over as an executable so they can run on the Windows 8 ARM device. So I go ahead and do that. In this case, I'm not gonna upload to the store. This is really just for testing purposes, so I'll go ahead and click next. And here you see we have the ability to go through and edit the app package settings for all of the CPU flavors that you'd normally expect. So I could actually say it only runs on x86, it only runs on 64-bit, or it only runs on the ARM. Those are your choices. I probably would pick neutral, especially for a blog reader application, because it's gonna wanna run everywhere. For the purpose of the demo, I'll just go ahead and click ARM explicitly. But those are choices you get to make when you're packaging up your content. So with that, I'll go ahead and do a create. The create's gonna go ahead and package that together. You can see I now have the directory where my test package has been created. So I'm pretty much good and ready to go. Now, at this point, I could copy those files over, get them to my machine. I've already got those already lined up on the ARM device for the purposes of the demo. I'm gonna go click on the desktop and I'm going to pull up my admin console over here. So in this case, I've got a little batch file I'm gonna run. So I'm gonna go ahead and do a run test. And what that's going to do is make sure my certificates are set up, make sure my app package is ready to go, and then it's gonna launch the test case runner, execute those on my ARM machine, and then give me the results as it comes back out. And good news, everything passed. That's kind of what we'd expect. But if I did have failures, I could pull those back, get into the debugger, and figure out what's going on. So at this point, I've done some core authoring and development, I've done some debugging, I've got my unit tests up and running, and I'm feeling pretty good about that. As my application gets going and it starts getting larger, the next thing that I want to be able to show is how can I make sure that it's running well? So I might observe that I've got some performance issues or those sorts of things, and we want to make sure that profiling is also going to work on your ARM device. So if I come up over here to debug, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Start Performance Analysis. This is going to go ahead and launch the profiler, and you can see the profiler is up and running. Oh, I've got it set to local machine, so we'll switch that back over. That's my mistake, stop profiling right here. Okay, no problem. I think when you start doing a lot of development, you're gonna hit that problem a lot. Let's go over to my remote machine, since I wanna show it on the other side over here, and we're gonna go ahead and do debug, and we're gonna do start performance analysis over there. So it works on both. You can kind of get both of them. Now this is gonna package up the ARM version of that, and now it's actually connecting to my ARM device. Same interface, everything's nice and consistent. As it gets going, if I switch over to my ARM device, you'll see there's a UAC prompt. That's basically so that the profiler, which does some pretty low-level hooking into the OS, is, yes, I'm okay with that running, so go ahead and launch it. Now it's going. Now the application is now launching on the ARM device, and it's up and running. Meanwhile, we're collecting statistics, so I can run it. I can go back and forth with my touch device. I can click on a particular feed, on a particular article, and go ahead and go back into the main screen. And I can generally just, you know, interact with the application. And if you had slow bits that you want, you could do that. We also, of course, have over here in my Visual Studio machine, I can pause the profiling, and I can do stop, so I can do pause and restart. That way, if I need to do a bunch of setup, for example, on the ARM device, I can go through the steps and then just turn it on for the part I want. I'll do stop profiling. That shuts down the application on the ARM device. And now we pull back all of the data over here to my local device. Let me close out some windows here because we have a small screen for the video. And here shows me the time-lapse view of how the application was running. This is the startup area, so I'm going to go ahead and select that. And if I right-click that and say filter, then that's going to filter out all the other data points except for that startup spike that we had up front, because I want to see what's going on in there. Then once I drop this down, I get a list of the hot paths, how much time is being spent, you know, these sorts of things. One of the views that I think is super interesting is the function details. So if we click on that one, I now get an interactive view that shows me the call tree, where the time is being spent, and I can actually go down into my source code as well, and I can see, well, where are the hot paths? Who called what? How much time did I spend there? All that kind of stuff. Now, this is the standard profiling support that we have today in Visual Studio, but everything, again, these views and everything else have been hooked up, so they're not only going to work on your local machine here, x86, x64, but also on my ARM device. Okay, that's a quick look at several different features. We have some other features that I'm not going to show today, but we might show them in the future. Manual testing, for example, where I can do more GUI and interactive kind of testing at a higher level than the code level that we just showed now. And you'll expect to see more and more of this kind of functionality along the way. Hopefully what you see, the core thing is that once you get your skill set working, you understand how to use Visual Studio, and you get proficient in using the tools that I've shown you, you'll find that they're going to work exactly the same way, you know, no matter which type of CPU or architecture that you're targeting. It's just Windows 8, you know, Metro style app development. So it's going to work fantastic. So I hope this was useful for you, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.